Judy Robinson is raising an American flag outside her Rambler-style house in Long Beach, California.
I'm a real stickler for flag etiquette. I was a Girl Scout. I was a Marine.
The veteran lives near the Long Beach VA hospital and says she loves her primary care doctor there. That's why her rocky experience last year came as a surprise. Robinson had a swollen toe, but she was told the wait to see a VA podiatrist was at least 60 days.
And I said, well, that's not going to do. Meanwhile, my toe is swelling more and more each day.
The VA has a solution designed just for this situation. The Veterans Choice Program, launched in 2014 after a scandal over falsified wait times. Choice gives patients with a longer than 30-day wait or 40-mile drive to a VA facility the option to see a private doctor.
I was thrilled when they offered me the sheet that said, okay, you would qualify for the Choice 30, go out.
But for Robinson, that is where things stalled. She faced delay after delay in getting a Choice referral. Eventually, she was fed up. A month and a half after contacting the VA, Robinson used her Medicare coverage to have the swelling treated by a private specialist.
It could have become serious had it been ignored.
According to a 2018 government study, many VA patients have shared Robinson's experience. It found an average 51-day wait time for care under the Choice program. The VA now admits Choice was a rush job. It repeatedly ran over budget and cost taxpayers billions in overhead. Enter the new solution, the VA Mission Act, signed by President Trump last June. Spearheading it is VA Secretary Robert Wilkie.
All we're doing is getting our veterans on the same playing field as their fellow citizens, and we are offering them the opportunity to choose what is important to them.
The Mission Act simplifies the current jumble of VA community care programs and initiates new standards for vets to use networks of outside doctors. Now veterans who have to wait 20 days or drive more than 30 minutes for VA primary care or mental health appointments will get the green light to see private doctors. The VA expects that will more than double the number of vets eligible. But some veterans groups and members of Congress are sounding the alarm about the new rules and what they consider a creeping privatization of VA healthcare.
We are at a crossroads here.
California Congressman Mark Takano is the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. He was one of 55 Democrats who signed a letter asking the VA to reevaluate the Mission Act standards and price tag.
That's just going to drive up costs, but not necessarily better care, not necessarily more timely access. And we'll see a withering away of VA medical centers.
Wilkie rejects that prediction. Far from withering, he points out the VA's budget has increased under the Trump administration. Wilkie also cites recent studies showing shrinking wait times and better health outcomes in the VA system, which the secretary says will encourage many veterans to stick with their VA doctors.
If we're privatizing VA, we're going about it in a very strange way.
With a big transition ahead, many VA patients don't know what to make of the new rules. Down at the IHOP in Palmdale, California, Army vet Dean Brown is puzzling over the proposed Mission Act standards.
There are some confusing things in there.
He's optimistic about some changes. For example, for minor ailments, patients can walk into urgent care clinics, but Brown wants more information. Like, what does a 30-minute drive time standard really mean in Southern California's legendary traffic?
Just from my house to the clinic in Lancaster, I can usually make it there in 20 minutes. It also depends on what time of day. I can go past that 30 minutes real quick.
While questions linger, the VA says new rules will start in June. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman.